We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntyre, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Tuesday morning, 64 degrees. A Wichita attorney faces federal charges in court today.
Brian Pistotnik is charged with computer fraud, conspiracy, and lying to the FBI. He originally pleaded not guilty, but is expected to change his plea. Prosecutors say Pistotnik and a co-defendant are responsible for cyber attacks on websites that were critical of the attorney's work. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will be asked to approve up to $24 million in bonds for Riverfront Vista LLC, an apartment complex on the west bank of the Arkansas River downtown. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
That is the final letting of that complex there that has the bike and boat rental. You know, WSU actually runs that bike and boat rental portion of that.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. For the fourth time, Democrat presidential candidates meet on the debate stage this night tonight in Ohio.
Tonight's CNN New York Times debate at Otterbein University will set an attendance record. For the first time, 12 candidates are on the same stage in a single three-hour debate.
When we do debates, the goal is to get people out of their silos. The goal is to make news, to find out something new here.
Fox News politics editor Chris Steierwalt says that can present a bigger challenge with a bigger field of candidates sharing the same stage at the same time. The top tier of candidates has not shifted much, though Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has picked up ground in some surveys. She now leads former Vice President Joe Biden. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Shocking accusations in a lawsuit filed against a jail in Missouri.
Albert Ockel is suing Wayne County, its sheriff, his deputies, and also jailers. Ockel's attorney says after his client's arrest for drunk driving in 2016, he suffered a manic episode and was placed in a restraint chair. The lawyer says instead of getting checked out by a doctor, that's where Ockel remained for 5 days, and he wasn't allowed to take bathroom breaks. The plaintiff also claims he had a blanket over his head for 24 hours and was subjected to racial slurs. The defendant's attorney believes any damage suffered by Ockel was the result of his own carelessness and negligence due to his actions in the jail. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The Kansas City T-Bones are officially locked out of their stadium in Kansas City, Kansas. The unified government of Wyandotte County in Kansas City, Kansas, changed the locks and padlocked the gates to the stadium Monday because the team has failed to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in unpaid debts. The government issued an eviction notice in August after the T-Bones accumulated more than $760,000 in back rent and utility payments. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Cooler air is going to work its way in across south central Kansas today. We expect a windy afternoon, though, with a high 66. Northeast winds may gust up to 35 miles per hour late this afternoon. It'll be clear and breezy through tonight, our low 39, then sunny on Wednesday with a high 62. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, southwest wind at 8 miles per hour, 64 degrees. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is 8:34, time for entertainment news. We call it The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Well, somebody else is going to late night TV now.
Sarah Silverman is back. The Emmy-winning comedian is returning to HBO for a new stand-up comedy special and late-night series. The actress described her proposed late-night series as weighing in on the Michigas of the week and taking live video calls. Silverman will shoot a pilot for The Cabler, where she says, "Nothing's off the table and nothing's too high or lowbrow for me. I mean, look at my face. I'm literally all brow."
"I'm here to meet the locals and see if we can find some common ground and undivide ourselves."
The pilot follows the short-lived talk show I Love You, America, which was canceled after only one season on Hulu. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Lots of new information. What's coming to Disney Plus?
In a tweet storm, Disney's streaming service Disney Plus unveils basically everything coming to the $7 a month platform on November 12th. It will offer content from Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and National Geographic, including 1937's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, animated classics Mulan and The Lion King.
Hakuna Matata!
Documentaries like Free Solo and most of the Marvel Cinematic Universe flicks. Disney also creating original content, including a Rogue One prequel. Folks calling the pre-launch marketing a trip down memory lane and a binging rabbit hole. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The Critics' Choice Award, taking a look at a lot of different subjects for documentaries.
The Biggest Little Farm leads the Critics' Choice Documentary Awards with 7 nominations.
He told us we were crazy. And sometimes they were right.
The film follows a couple as they work to develop a sustainable farm outside of Los Angeles. Apollo 11 and They Shall Not Grow Old, a film using state-of-the-art technology to bring to life stories of World War I vets, grabbed 6 nominations. One Child Nation received 5, while The Cave, Honeyland, The Obamas Produced American Factory, and Sea of Shadows each received 4. The winners will be presented their awards at a ceremony November 10th in Brooklyn. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Take a look at the gaming audience getting amped up.
Fortnite, the popular online video game, has come to a temporary end. Users who were playing the game at the time watched the entirety of the virtual world get sucked into a black hole, all part of an event called The End, which wraps up Season 10. And for now, the game is no longer playable. Looking at social media for the game, you'll simply see a live video feed of the black hole. Further, the game developer, Epic, deleted all of the more than 12,000 tweets on the account. Since it showed up online in 2017, Fortnite has nabbed almost 250 million players worldwide as of March 2019. In the days since the world of Fortnite was sucked into the virtual black hole, users have taken to social media to either share their experience of the game going away or question when the next version will show up. Seasonal overhauls of the game isn't new. When Season 5 started, Epic Games positioned real-life versions of fan-favorite items from the game in spots around the world. The game should return October 17th. With Fox on Tech, I'm Brett Larson, Fox News.
Queen tells the president to stop using their song.
I'm Michelle Polino. Queen forced President Donald Trump to remove a video from Twitter featuring the band's 1977 hit We Will Rock You last week, according to BuzzFeed. Before being pulled, it was viewed more than 1.7 million times. The Prince estate also asked the president's campaign to stop using Purple Rain. But Elton John's music is still being played. While the rocker was out promoting his new book, he told NPR he doesn't want to get involved with American politics. And he does disagree a lot with the current administration's policies. However, his main focus is PEPFAR, the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief. Sir Elton also went to bat for his buddy Ellen, saying, "I admire Ellen for standing up and saying what she said." Last week, Ellen defended her friendship with George W. Bush. John said, "Unfortunately, what the democracy has become now is that it's not okay to have a different opinion than yours. And that is not healthy." Elton's book, Me, is on shelves now. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
The Los Angeles Kings are ditching a banner at their arena.
The LA Kings with a word for Taylor Swift.
I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
The Kings getting a bit superstitious, leaving a blank space in the rafters at Staples Center, where a banner commemorating the Grammy-winning singer's sellout streak at the venue was raised in 2015. The Kings haven't gotten out of the first round of the playoffs since that banner went up, in a statement putting it on the fans for the change, saying, quote, "The connection to our fans is our highest priority, and through our engagement, they have made it clear that the banner shouldn't be part of their Kings game experience," end quote. Well, Kings fans are now hoping the team can... Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Yeah, that's the reason the Kings haven't been good.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars last night. Of course, former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer still in the competition. His critique.
Well, I watched it very carefully.
I know.
Okay. You did nice heel leads.
Thank you.
On the slow, on the forward steps, which I like to see. Your frame, okay, was pretty good. There was plenty of stuff in hold. You didn't take the easy route and just mess around. There was a lot of stuff in hold. Congratulations for that. Now,
I knew there was a button.
Don't get overexcited because there's still a ways to go. However, It was a proper dance. Well done.
Thank you, sir.
There you go. Sean Spicer still going on All Dancing right. with the Stars. Let's take a look at actress Jane Darwell, who was born 140 years ago on this day in Palmyra, Missouri, near Hannibal. Of course, you know Jane Darwell. She was just about in every movie made in the 1930s. It was Maude Jode in Grapes of Wrath.
Whoa.
She was given that role at the insistence of the film's star, Henry Fonda. He wanted her in that
he knew
role.
Her, yeah.
And then she won an Oscar, of course, for that.
Oh, she was good.
She was really good in it.
Wow.
She was also in Gone with the Wind, The Oxbow Incident, My Darling Clementine.
Yep. I remember that face in those movies.
And
yeah.
The Last Hurrah, and then her last movie very late in her life, Walt Disney brought her in to be the old lady feeding the birds in Mary Poppins. Jane Darwell, Missouri native, was born 140 years ago on this day. 60 years ago on this night, it debuted on ABC, The Untouchables.
All right.
Starring Robert Stack.
As Elliot Ness.
As Elliot Ness.
Come on, get your hands behind your head. Hurry it up.
One in the middle is Steve's Vibota, Capone's Ace Brewer. This is going to hurt the mob.
Are you going to arrest me?
Sure thing.
What good is to arrest me? I'm only doing a job here, the only job I know.
Too bad the job's illegal.
All I know is to brew beer.
I'd like to see what happens to you when Al Capone gets out.
He'll be out, you'll be in.
Love it. A violent program for its time.
It was, yes.
Surprisingly frank depictions of drug abuse and prostitution. The National Association for Better Radio and Television called it not fit for the television screen.
Ooh.
Originally, the Robert Stack role was offered to Van Johnson.
Really? Okay.
Turned it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it kind of was the birth of the, you know, the cop TV show that's still on the air today.
Yep,
the,
I watched the, it. You know, I was a little
NCIS
kid.
NCIS and all that stuff and Law and
betcha.
Order.
Yeah. You betcha.
The Untouchables.
The Untouchables.
Let's take a look at a movie that came out 50 years ago on this day. Paint Your Wagon. Any thoughts on this one?
Clint Eastwood. Singing.
Yeah. Of course, this music was by Lerner and Lowe.
Great.
The guys that did, you know, Brigadoon and My Fair Lady.
Was it Gene Seberg?
Gene Seberg was in it.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Of course, you had Lerner and Lowe. Instead of the highbrow My Fair Lady stuff, they were writing songs like Hand Me Down That Can of Beans.
Yeah. It's about the gold miners out in California.
Right. But really, you're doing a musical. How do you cast Lee Marvin?
Wheels are made for rolling, mules are made to pack. I've never seen a sight that didn't look better looking back.
Oh boy, Lee Marvin singing Wandering Star. That became a number one hit in the UK. His voice was described by his co-star Gene Seberg as, quote, like rain gurgling down a rusty pipe. How do you cast Lee Marvin in a musical? But wait a minute. How do you cast Clint Eastwood in a musical?
But suddenly my words reach someone else's ear.
Oh, my.
Touch someone.
Hit that note, Clint. Oh, my.
He's not even in the neighborhood of that note.
A movie that almost single-handedly ruined the Hollywood musical for another 20 years. It really did.
It's
3 hours long. In fact, Clint Eastwood was so frustrated by the long delays in making this film, he says that strengthened his resolve to become a movie director and a good one.
Yeah, he has been a good one. Yeah.
Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair, a family-owned appliance repair business. Got an appliance that needs help? Call Terry. Get an appointment in there. 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Local advertising agency has a big new client, Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.